Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL show. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Thursday, March 25th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. The old adage in the league is that teams never stay the same from one year to the next. After Wednesday's latest move, however, it's safe to say that the Buccaneers don't give a shit about old adages. Defensive lineman Ndamukong Suh is set to return to Tampa Bay after agreeing to a one-year $9 million contract. Sue played every game for the Bucs last year and, in fact, has never missed a game due to injury in his entire 11-year career. More importantly for Tampa Bay, despite having to re-sign seven different players and franchise tag wide receiver Chris Godwin, the Buccaneers will now bring back every single starter from Super Bowl 55 in 2021. The boy named Sue wasn't the only one to return to his current team on Wednesday. Nine-year veteran receiver T.Y. Hilton is staying with the Colts on a one-year $8 million deal. Hilton came on down the stretch after a slow start last year. After catching just 29 passes in the first 10 games of the season, he then snagged 27 passes in the final six games of the regular season and finished with just under 800 yards and five touchdowns. Also staying on his current team is running back James White, who returns to the Patriots thanks to a one-year deal for a fully guaranteed $2.25 million. White will join Damian Harris and Sony Michel in the New England backfield. Nickelback Kaywan Williams also doesn't need to break out the Zillow app after he agrees to a one-year deal with the San Francisco 49ers. Williams had visited the Chiefs earlier this week, and there was interest from Robert Saleh, his old defensive coordinator, but not enough to get him to leave the Bay Area. Speaking of San Francisco, former 49er Richard Sherman would reportedly like to reunite with the team that drafted him. Tom Pelissero of NFL Media has reported that Richard Sherman is open to a return to the Seahawks and that the Seahawks have interest in bringing him back. Now, that's kind of surprising considering Sherman's rocky relationship with both the Seahawks and quarterback Russell Wilson. Sherman was part of a group of players that used to mock Wilson's trademark "Go Hawks" phrase that he always said at the end of interviews, and they never really got over Wilson's late-game pick in Super Bowl 49. Now, while it's possible all that stuff has blown over after all these years, maybe it hasn't. Listen to this. According to a source, Pro Football Talk says that the Seahawks are allowing the flirtation to be fueled as, quote, both a jab at Wilson's current discontent and as a reminder that the team weeded out those players like Sherman who had a problem with the way Russell Wilson was treated by management.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Ultimately, PFT says the Seahawks are unlikely to bring Sherman back, and as one source put it, they don't and won't have the cap space to pay him what he wants. Moving on to more news from yesterday, the Dallas Cowboys have informed pass rusher Aldon Smith that they won't be bringing him back in 2021. Smith started all 16 games for the Cowboys last year after missing four full seasons due to various suspensions. He had five total sacks and 33 quarterback pressures, which was second on the team after DeMarcus Lawrence. In Chicago now, the Bears are bringing in running back Damian Williams on a one-year deal. The last time we saw him on a football field, he was putting the final nail in the 49ers' coffin in Super Bowl 54. He opted out of last season due to COVID-19. And finally, let's end with some positive news for a change. Patriots offensive lineman Justin Heron and another man, Murray Rogers, were honored by the Tempe Police Department yesterday after saving a senior citizen from being sexually assaulted last week. Police said a 30-year-old suspect was seen Saturday pushing a 71-year-old retired teacher to the ground. That's when Heron and Rogers intervened. Here's Heron.
I heard screaming initially, and I got me on my, and that, you know, made me a little bit more aware of what was going on, and I wish I could tell you what I was thinking, but I just knew that someone just needed help, and all I could do was just thrust myself over there, had to put a stop to it.
The Good Samaritans were presented with the Outstanding Citizen Award by police, who say the victim has experienced, quote, a significant amount of trauma, but she is working through some of these things and physically doing okay. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Thursday, March 25th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show, which is available on all major podcast platforms. And please, while you are there, leave a rating and a review for us too. I promise you, contrary to popular internet wisdom, we do in fact read the comments. Stay tuned later today for the look ahead with myself and RJ Ochoa from Blogging the Boys. In honor of the Sweet 16 this weekend, we are going to choose the only 16 NFL teams with a shot to win the Super Bowl. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.